Live
and local
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We've kind of been non-stop touring really for the past 2 years, but especially since our album came out last August. And we had a lot of really cool festivals lined up for this year. So, you know, it's a real shame, but so many other musicians are going through it too. So, you know, what can we do?
Where would you have been this weekend? Do you know where you would have been playing?
I think it's Glastonbury this weekend, so we might have been heading there.
Well, you're going to be on Cambridge 105 this evening, and I'm sure you'll do a great set for us. Presumably playing some of the songs from the album?
Yes, we will. It's going to be our first live stream with more than just two of us playing. So that's exciting. Now that we can all see each other outside, I don't know if it's going to be the full band tonight, but it's definitely going to be more than two of us. We will be playing a few songs from the album and maybe a new one.
And tell me a bit about the band itself. How long have you been working together?
So the band was originally created by the two Morgan twins, Kieran and Cal. So they've been playing music together ever since they were born. The other two guys in the band, Ed and Matt, they went to school with the boys in Norfolk. So they've known each other for ages too. Nikki and I came along about 2 years ago and joined in with the album, and it's been that ever since really. We're a nice little family really on tour. We all get along and we're all very strange in our own ways, but it works.
And how does the songwriting process work for you?
It's very different because when Nikki, Ed and I joined about 2 years ago, the album was already written by the previous lineup. But now we've kind of been touring that album relentlessly, which has been great fun. But as we've been touring, we've been writing together and, you know, writing in different setups as well, using this time creatively to write more together because we didn't really have the time to do that before. So that's one plus that's come out of the lockdown situation is definitely the writing, the creativity side.
Has the style of what the band do changed with you guys joining? Has it taken the band in a different direction at all?
Probably a little bit. I mean, we all have really different influences. We all like the same music as well. I think I've definitely brought a bit more country to the band.
Yeah.
More twang, and Nikki too, being fiddle. But a bit more rock as well. And then Eddie's definitely, you know, into rock and stuff as well, the drummer. And the Morgan boys are very much into their Americana, Bruce Springsteen style. So we definitely create an interesting kind of blend of styles. I don't really know what genre we are.
I've read some great reviews that you've been getting, and a lot of people saying that it's a kind of a traditional rock sound, but the fiddle just gives it that slightly unusual twist. Some fantastic vocal performances by yourself. And can I hear, does someone in the band, is there a little bit of, maybe a little bit of Fleetwood Mac in there somewhere, a little bit of influence from them?
Oh yeah, I think we all love that Fleetwood Mac. Can't go wrong.